All right, I guess we'll start. I know there are people who listen to the recording of it, so.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll have them in mind too. Okay, so let's start the Mishnah at Chabad Gomer Beis. The Mishnah, Sheifish Le'osh Hashanah, the Yoel Pashut. It was made from a yoel, the horn of a yoel. Rashi is a yoel, the steinbuk. Steinbuk is like an ibex, some kind of chaya with it has a straight horn. Poshut means a straight horn. That's how most Rishonim learned that yoel is some kind of chaya, and the horn has a straight horn. In the Gemara is mavur that the Tanakhama holds that the reasoning of the Tanakhama. Is that on Rosh Hashanah come the poshut inish daite tvei miley? That a person's kavan on Rosh Hashanah, the kavan of tefillah should be poshut, should be straight up to Shemayim. Rashi brings a posuk in the soul of Avinu el Kapayim. Rashi doesn't bring the perish. Rashi really is probably being meramis to a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos has a machlekes when a person is davening. Where should he be looking? Should he look down or should he look up? The one Mount Dhamma says you should look down because it says, that the Banishma said that his hashkocha, his shechina, will always be in the Makam HaMikdash. So you should look down because you should look down, and I guess down towards the east, because the Makam HaShechina is in the Makam HaMikdash, down on earth. And the other Mount Dhamma says, no, you should look up because Nesolov of Enuel Kapayim. So those are the psukim that Rashi over here brings by Kama the Kaya finish, Kama the Pasha finish. He's being meramis to that Gemara. So it has to do with Kavanah Setfila. So the Tanakhama holds the Kavanah Setfila in Rosh Hashanah should be Pashut, should be in the soul of Avinu El Kapayim. So therefore you should use the shofar, the horn of a Yoel, because a Yoel has a very straight horn. Taisus brings the Aruch. The Aruch is from the early Rishonim. He lived in Italy. So I'm from the first generation of Rishonim, I think. And he wrote a dictionary. The dictionary is full of every word. It's a dictionary of the Gemara. And every word he says, talk to him in the Gemara. They treat him as a Rishon. He corresponded with the Ben Hananel. He was from the Rishonim. So the Aruch says that a Yoel is a female sheep, a Rochel. An ayel is a male sheep, and a yoel is a female sheep. We'll see later on maybe what's driving this. Maybe the Aruch had a reason to learn this way. The Rishonim ask on him from a Mishnah in Klayim, the Mishnah in Klayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah in Klayim says, "Hayeelim b'harachelim afal pishadomim zebzeil ze Klayim zebze." That Yeelim and Rechelim, even though they look similar, but they're two different species, and if you're marbia one with the other, you're Abraham and Siklaim. Perish and Mishnah that Rechelim are not the same thing as Ya'ilim. Rachel is not a Yod. The Rash over there in the Mishnah is in Klaim. He has this kash on the Aruch. Yeah, it's a big kash on the Aruch. It's a fellowship. What's with that Mishnah? Akapanim, most Yishanim learn not like the Aruch, they learn like Rashi, that Yoel means an ibex, some kind of gazelle. Pid mitzupazov, the mouthpiece was covered with gold. So Rashi says, Bishol Mikdash Kama. This prat that the mouthpiece of the shofar was covered with gold, that's not like for us. We don't do that. That's talking about in the Beis HaMikdash. Bishay Chatzaitzis Minat Sodom. Likewise, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara is going to say affairs, there's only the Beis HaMikdash. Together with the shofar, they blew trumpets. The Gemara doesn't happen in Pesuk. The Chatzaitzis for Kol Shofar are Lufnei HaMelech Hashem. That Lufnei HaMelech Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, Shofars are always accompanied by Chatzaitzis, and Chatzaitzis are always accompanied by Shofars. So even though the mitzvah is to blow Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, but in the Mikdash, the Chatzaitzis for Kol Shofar are you, they blew Chatzaitzis together with the Shofar. But Shofar Marech the Chatzaitzis Mikatzis, the mitzvah Sayyam B'Shofar. Since the mitzvah Sayyam was B'Shofar, not with the Chatzaitzis were only the harmony. But the Ikar mitzvah was the Shofar. So the shofar blew longer than the chatzaitzis. Pashup shat, see the Gemara, maybe other pshatim, but at least for the time being, pashup shat is that since the thing that he has to hear is the kol shofar, not the kol of the chatzaitzis, so while the chatzoses were blowing, it was hard to separate out the sound of the shofar. So therefore, the shofar continued beyond, the shofar continued blowing even after the chatzoses were finished, so that you would have an opportunity to hear the kol shofar by itself and be yotzei the mitzvah. At least the Gemara is going to have a chat, maybe another chat, but that's the, at least the initial chat in the Gemara. So that's the Rosh Hashanah. So the kids there, Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is shal yoyel poshut, a straight shofar. Ubetaniyos, b'shal tzchorim, and again, the Gemara says the first, my timer, what's the reason for the Tanakhama? So the Gemara says, because in Rosh Hashanah come the kayev inish daiti tvei maile. I'm sorry, come the poshut inish daiti tvei maile. The more, the shofar should reflect the kavona sa'at tfilo. Some of the ideas, because shofar itself is related to tefillah. The Ramban writes in the Milchamos that shofar is midi to tefillah. That's what we blow shofar. It's the shofar itself is as to tefillah. With the bracha shemei koil through us Am Yisrael. The way shemei tefillah is shemei the koil of the shofar. That's why we blow shofar in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. We wouldn't take lulav in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. We wouldn't light mechanic in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. But we blow shofar in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei because shofar is not something separate from tefillah. It's a pool of tefillah. So the shape of the shofar itself should also reflect the kavonas that's filled. And the kavonas that's filled, according to the Kama, is that it should be straight. The soul of Avein Ol Kapayim. So therefore, use the shofar shel Yoel. Ubetaniyos. They would also blow shofar anatinus. Tinus means anatinus zibur. If there would be a drought or some other calamity. So basically, would declare a series of taniyos called the tinus zibur. And in the Shemoneh Esrei of a tinus, they would add six extra special brachas that are laid out in the Mishnah and Tainus Daf Tesvav. And at the end of every bracha, they would blow chatzaitzrus. They would blow chatzaitzrus and shofars together. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would blow chatzaitzrus and shofar together. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, pashtus, they would blow chatzaitzrus. Where did that come from? What's the mocker for the idea of blowing chatzaitzrus on a tinus? And the Mishnah says, let's maybe read the net to finish the line in the Mishnah. But they used, when they blew in the tanias, they used the horn of a zchorim. Zchorim means not males. Zchorim means it's the Hebrew equivalent of the Aramaic dichra. Dichra means a ram, which is a male sheep. So the Sechara means male sheep, a ram, the horn of a ram, which is what we use for a shofar. But on a tinus, you use the shofar of a ram. So it's called Kufim, which is very bent over, very, very, very bowed over. Upiyam Mitzupa Kesef. Here the mouthpiece was covered with silver. Ushtei Chatzaitzis Bam. So there were two Chatzaitzis in the middle and the shofars on the side. And now shofar makatzev chatzaitzis marichus. In this case, the shofar blew the shorter sound, and the chatzaitzis blew the longer sound. Shemitzvah hayoyim chatzaitzis, because on a tinus, the mitzvah hayoyim is not to blow shofars; the mitzvah is to blow chatzaitzis. The shofars are only because the chatzaitzis is called shofar. That idea that in the Beis HaMikdash you never blew shofar chatzaitzis alone. You always blew them in conjunction. But the mitzvah on a tinus is not to blow shofar. The mitzvah is to blow chatzaitzis. The chatzaitzis sounded louder. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they only blew chatzaitzis. Ram writes the way beferish, that outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Ram writes the beginning of Hilchos Tainus, that there's a mitzvah on a tainus outside of the Beis HaMikdash. They would say brachas, special brachas for a tainus tzibur, and they would blow chatzaitzis. The Beis HaMikdash, chatzaitzis for kol shofar, you look near Melech Hashem. The chatzaitzis were accompanied with shofar. Maestro Ramban is all arichus. Continue in the Chiddush Ramban that the minug was that on tainus they would blow shofars outside in the minug in the by the Rishonim when they would if they would declare a tainus sibur they would blow shofars not chatzais. That's all Ramban is marach. It's hard to understand. The Mishnah says the mitzvah zayim is the chatzais. So in the Beis HaMikdash you blew both. But outside the Beis HaMikdash you should blow just the one that's the mitzvah zayim, which is chatzais. That's the mitzvah by itself. Where does the mitzvah zayin come from? Where does it say in Torah that a tainus is supposed to blow chatzaitzis? So that's machlekes rishayim. Rashi over here says, because it's learned out from the pasuk, The Rebbeinu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Pashas, is it Pashas Nosler or Baal Eisram? Beiluch Hashdei Chatzaitzis Ketzef, Bishamei Chatzaitzis, Silver Chatzaitzis, V'hoyuluch HaLemikro HaEidah. Whenever you want to gather the people together, you'll sound the Chatzaitzis and the people will gather together. The Rashi learns that that's the model for blowing chatzaitzis and atainis, because atainis they would gather together to daven they would gather together the whole town to daven together in the street of the city. So atainis is a time of mikra ha'edo, the people are gathering together to call out the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we blow chatzaitzis of mikra ha'edo on atainis. According to Rashi, the source for he is chatzaitzis and atainis. It's from the chatzaitzis of mikra ha'edah. The Rambam has a different shot. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Tainis, and the Ramban also learns this way. The Ramban in his Chiddushim and Maseches Tainis, they learn that the chatzaitzis and atainis are learned out from the chatzaitzis. It's also there in the same parashah of Chumash that when the Torah says. So the Rambam and the Ramban learned that it's not only Shas Melchama. By extension, any time there's a tzara, of a magnitude to warrant the time of Sibur, so there's a mitzvah to blow chatzaitzit for, and then we discard from Fein Hashem Elokecha. Again, by Lois. And then there's a third parsha where they also which is chatzaitzus and karbonus again. Vim some chasim of meivechem and roshi chatzechem. Was katan chatzaitzus al meivechem dal zivchei shalmechem. Vayulachem lezikayim of meishem alakechem. So there's three in Torah itself. You have three kinds of chatzaitzus. Chatzaitzus of mikra eidah, chatzaitzus of shas melchama, and chatzaitzus of karbonus achar. The Rashi learns that, and in Adam Mishnah says that they blew chatzaitzis in the Tainas Sibur. Mishnah says the chatzaitzis. According to Rashi, it's based on the chatzaitzis of Mikra Eidah. According to the Rambam and the Ramban, it's based on the chatzaitzis of Shatz Milchama. Well, is it current? So, it says over here that Tanakam is mechalik between the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah and the Shefer of Taniyas. The Shefer of Rosh Hashanah was Shoyol Poshut. That the Gemara spells out because Kama the Poshut in his Daitid Feimayla. The reason is because we want a Kavanah of Nesod of Avenu El Kapayim. It should reflect the Kavanah of Tfilah. And at Taniyas, on the other hand, the Shefer was Schorim Kufim, the Shefer of Aram. That's not spelled out in the Gemara. In Agamara, it does say, actually, in Agamara, it says, Taniyas kamed the kani kaya finished daita tfei maili. Rishonim did not have that line in the Gemara. The last line, the bottom of the Omid, Rishonim didn't have. Rishonim didn't have it. At least the Rashi sure didn't have it. So, and the Ramban also didn't have it. So it's really not spelled out in the Gemara. Rashi, it's not spelled out in the Gemara. This Rashi didn't have it spelled out in the Gemara. What's the reason why in a Tainus it should be kof? If on Rosh Hashanah the Shofar should be poshut, because Kama the poshut in is daitid feimayli according to the Tanakama. So why in a Tainus is it any different? Why in a Tainus was the Shofar kof? Shel scharim kufim. So Rashi says of Pshat. Look, Rashi. Said Rashi, "Shemitzis ein bechatzaitzis, the leknufiyah be'almaninu. It's just the gathering together. בכל כנופי בחצוי, זה כבישי, והורי לכל מילה מקראי לו. Rashi here doesn't spell out so much, and why were they kufim? Rashi later on in the Gemara, towards the bottom of the Omud, Rashi says ubetainis, it's the middle of a dibur. So that's 5-6 lines from the bottom. So Rashi says ubetainis, explaining Tanakam, ubetainis the leknufio. Since on a tainis the chatzot, the shofar with the chatzotzers, the just to gather the people together, leichvaslam. We don't really care about kama the kayev daite or loy kayev daite, because the shofar and the tainis is not a shofar of tefillah. It's just a shofar of gathering together. So it's really irrelevant to kama the kayev daite, kama the poshut daite, the kavonas at tefillah, the posture of kavonas at tefillah, it's not really relevant to the shofar of a tainis. And therefore, the avdin and kufim leakera. So therefore, on a tainis, the Tanakama says, we use kufim, the shape of a ram, as a heker, meaning to show that it's different from the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Since the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be straight, because kama de poshut in his daitik feimaili, because the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is tefila directed. So in a tainus where it's really a matter of indifference to us what the shape of the shofar and a tainus should be, because it's only lekunufi anyway, says Rashi. So there, you make it different in order to create a heker. So this is not so clear. To make a heker of what? What is this a heker of? You want to make a heker at what? What is that? What's the Poshub Shatan Rashi? And a tainis, we don't care. It's not meeting the tefillah. It's only the kunufio. So therefore, we make it different than a Rosh Hashanah leheker. A heker at what? So the Turi Yemen says that Rashi means to make a heker that it's not the mitzvah hayom. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah is the mitzvah hayom, like the Mishnah says, mitzvah hayom b'shofar. The chatzitzus are only the chatzitzus. They're just for accompaniment. And the time is the other way around. The chatzitzus are the mitzvah hayom. The shofar is just for an accompaniment. So to show that in a time is the shofar is just an accompaniment, but the real deal is the chatzitzus. So we make the shofar of a tainis different than Rosh Hashanah, as if the flag, this shofar is not a mitzvah sayyim. The shofar that's a mitzvah sayyim, that's shalyol poshut. The shofar of a tainis that's only to accompany the chatzotzos, so that's not the mitzvah sayyim. So that when we do, that when we make poshut. That when we make poshut. It'll be midi the tefillah, it'll be different, but since it's not midi the tefillah, it's only l'knufya, so we want to show that it's not the mitzvah sayyim. I think in Rashi that's a very sosum. That shot, I think in Rashi that's very, very hard to read into Rashi bends. Rashi should have said that if that's what Rashi meant, that the heker is to show that it's not the mitzvah sayyim. So that's what Rashi should have said. And also, I think if it's not the mitzvah sayyim, if that's the point over here, so Rashi, well, why do Rashi have to say that it's only l'knufya? And even if the chatzotzos would not be l'knufya, they would be for tefillah. But the shofars that are accompanying that, maybe that's altogether, maybe that's not the tefillah. So, and we'll make a heker, it's not the mitzvah sayyid. The kitzur anyway, I think the Rosh HaGesayis Pshat and Rashi, it's very sosum in Rashi. I would suggest that Rashi means something else. Rashi means that and the shofar and Hashanah, we want people to see it and to see that it's straight, shalyol poshut. And the people should be inspired from the fact that the shofar is straight to say, "Oh, the shofar is calling us that we should straighten ourselves up in our tefillah. We should have a kavona pshuto nesolo veino kapayim." People should see the shofar and that it's straight, it's shoyel poshut, and it should mean something. So what Rashi is saying is that if all shofars looked like that, if all shofars were straight, then people would look at the shofar and they wouldn't see anything. They would say, yeah, it's straight, because the shofar is straight. They wouldn't see it as being significant. The same way, nobody looks at a lulav and says, oh, the lulav is straight. It must be that on Sukkot I have to have straight kavanah. Or people see the esrog is round and say, oh, it must be on Sukkot I have to have some kind of round kavanah. I don't know, have some kind of roundabout kavana. And esrog is round because it's round, and a lulav is straight because it's straight. And I would have said, and a shofar is straight because it's straight. That's what it looks like. People wouldn't see anything in it. So therefore, I want to have some other shofar that's not straight, in order that that should be the ground against which the figure of the shofar and Rosh Hashanah should stand out. I want the straightness of the shofar and Rosh Hashanah to mean something to people. So therefore, that's what Rashi's saying, that since the tainus is neutral. The shofar of the tainus is l'knufi b'alma. It's from a religious point of view, we don't really care if it's straight or if it's bent over. So we dafka use a shofar and a tainus that's not like the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, in order that when on Rosh Hashanah we use a shofar that's straight, it should mean something to people. They should see, oh, a straight shofar. How come it's different than the shofar of a tainus? It must be because on Rosh Hashanah there's a significance of it being straight. I think that's Pashim Shat and Ash. The Ramban says a different shat. The Ramban says, Rosh Hashanah, that on a tainus, the shofar was bent over, according to the Tanakhama, because on a tainus, even the Tanakhama agrees that our kavonis at tefillah should be broken down and contrite. Since the tainus is because it's a shas tzara, and we're doing tshuva, and we feel that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is giving us klep, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not happy with us. So even the Tanakhama who thinks that on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar should be straight, because our tefillah in Rosh Hashanah should be direct, we should stand up straight and look to the heavens and direct our tefillahs heavenward. But on a tainus, the Tanakhama agrees that it's better the shofar should be bent over, so that because on a tainus we want to tell people we should feel broken down and bent over and depressed because this is tzar. So each the theme of the shofar and the tainus is that it should be kofif. Even according to the Tanakhama holds on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar should be poshut, because the kavanah said tefillah should be straight. But in a tainus, the Tanakhama agrees that the shofar should be bent over. Obviously, the Ramban is l'shitosoi. The Ramban is l'shitosoi that the shofar of a tainus is not l'knufi b'alma. The shofar of a tainus is because Rashi l'shitosoi. Rashi learned the shofar of a tainus. Learned that from where the chatzos is better of a tainus. They learned that from where in Chumash. From the chatzoses of Mikra Edo. They're l'knufi b'yamah. They're just to gather the people together. So they don't really have anything to do with tefillah. So as far as the pasture of tefillah is concerned, the tainus is totally, the shofar of a tainus, like the chatzoses of a tainus, are neutral. So mele, we make them different than Rosh Hashanah Lekera. The Ramban learns that the shofar, that the chatzoses of a tainus are the chatzoses of Shas Melchama, of Shas Tzara. That's where the chatzoses of a tainus come from, and the shofar that accompanies it, presumably likewise. So therefore, the Ramban l'shitosoi also is not l'knufi b'alma. It's not tefillah neutral. It's also maybe the tefillah. It also has to do with our posture in tefillah. So why is it different than the shofar of Rosh Hashanah? So Ramban l'shitosoi learns because our tefillah on a tainus is different than our tefillah in Rosh Hashanah. The tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, we could is Rosh Hashanah. We feel simcha. So that's a whole discussion. If Rosh Hashanah is a day of simcha or a day of crying, they say from the Goyim that you're not supposed to cry in Rosh Hashanah because Ched Ves Hashem Hima Uschem. Rosh Hashanah is a day of being uplifted. At times he's supposed to cry. So Rosh Hashanah, the shofar should be straight, and at times the shofar should be bent over. That's the Ramban. Right, that's all the Tanakhama. Then the Tanakhama continues, one last halacha. Shav ha'yevel Rosh Hashanah l'tkiyah l'brachas. There was a third occasion when they blew shofar. Besides shofar and Rosh Hashanah, and besides shofar that accompanied the chatzetzes and the tainus, there was shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Kippur of Yovel, the Torah says that avartim shofar tua krosim tor la'aretz, that they would blow shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel. That's when the avonim would go free and the sodas of chayzus la'baleim. So there was a shofar that was blown on Yom Kippur. In fact, but Rosh Hashanah doesn't say the word shofar in Torah. It says, Yom Tshuva Yilachem, Zichron Tshuva. It doesn't say the word shofar. So how do we even know Rosh Hashanah is supposed to blow shofar? Maybe he's supposed to blow chatzaitzis. Maybe he's supposed to blow something else. So the Gemara learns out in Zeresh Shav in the fourth parak, Shri Shri, from Yovel. That seems by Yovel, it says shofar, by Vatim Shofar Tshuva. So we learn out in Zeresh Shav that Rosh Hashanah also is with the shofar. And in fact, many of the halachas of Tkir Shofar, we learn out Yovel from Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah from Yovel with that same Zeresh Shav. The fact that you have Tkiah and Trua is learned out from the Xer Shavu. By Yom Kippur, it says Shefer Trua. Yom Kippur of Yovel. Rosh Hashanah, it says Yom Sorry, by Rosh Hashanah it says Yom Truah Yelachem, which is Truah. By doesn't say anything about a Tchiyah, but by Yovel it says Va'avartim. Va'avartim, the Gemara learns, is a lesson of a Pshutul Lefaneh, Pshutul Lecher, a lesson of a straight cut. So, and then we learn out one from the other with the same Zera Shavah of Shvi Shvi. So the Tanakh, so the Mishnah says Shavah Hayovel Rosh Hashanah L'Tchiyah L'Brachis. The Rashi says, what is L'Tchiyah L'Brachis? Tchiyah means the shape of the Shofar, just like in Rosh Hashanah Shaliyal Pashut. So in Yovel it was also Shaliyal Pashut. We'll see later when we get to the Gemara, we'll see why. And also for Brochus, meaning Malchus, Echainus, and Shefus. Just like it was Malchus, Echainus, and Shefus, and Rosh Hashanah, it was Malchus, Echainus, and Shefus on Yovel. It's not immediately obvious why were there Malchus, Echainus, and Shefus on Yovel. Malchus, Echainus, mainly Shefus on Yovel, I understand. They blew Shefus, it's a mitzvah, of Atom Shefus, too. But why Malchus and Echainus? Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. So we have Malchus and we have Zechainus. I understand. In the Yom HaDin, we have Malchus and Zechainus. Yovel, it's not a puzzle that it's a Yom HaDin. It doesn't say anywhere in Torah that Yom Kippur of Yovel is a Yom HaDin. Yom Kippur is a day of Rachamim. And Yovel B'chal has nothing to do. So it doesn't say anywhere that we say that Yom Kippur of Yovel is special Yom HaDin. You should say Malchus and Zechainus. The Ramban Lamaisa says, that Yom Kippur of Yovel is also Yom HaDin. Rashi and Tosfos both say that Yom Kippur is not a Yom HaDin. So why is the Malchus Echainus and Shofar on Yovel? Rashi really doesn't say. Neither Rashi nor Tosfos say the third. The Shagas Arye says, because of the Gzeiras Shavah. So we learn out all the halachas of Rishon to Yovel, and Rishon is Malchus Echainus and Shofar. The Gzeir Shavah tells me that on Yom Kippur you also have Malchus Echainus and Shofar. We'll talk more about that in the future too, because it's very counterintuitive. Gzeir Shavah, very nice, but you're saying it feels it has nothing to do. Malchus Echainus has nothing to do with Yom Kippur Yovel. It's mamish out of place. So we'll come back to that. Then finally, the Mishnah says, the second opinion of the Mishnah, so this is all the Tanakhama. According to Tanakhama, if you want to make a summary, we have three shofars: Rosh Hashanah, Yovel, and Tanias. Tanias is the company of the Chatzaisus. So the Tanakhama holds Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, meaning Yom Kippur of Yovel, which shall Yovel poshut, the shofar of a Yovel, which a minchaya, straight shofar. The Gemara says, "Kama the poshut in shdaitik feimayim," and a Tanias was shall scharim kufim. Why shall scharim kufim? The Gemara doesn't say. Rashi says, in order to have a contradistinction to the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Shofar of Rosh Hashanah was straight. We want the Shofar of Tainus, which is religiously neutral, because only the Knufya, to be different than the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. So we make it Kofuf. And the Ramban and the Drasha says that Rosh Hashanah is, that Tainus is the day of Tshuva. So there, everybody agrees that the Shofar should be Kofuf. That's all the Tanakhama. Needless to say, we don't pass like the Tanakhama because Rosh Hashanah, we blow a shofar and we use the shofar of a rear. We don't use the shofar of an ibex. Yeah, we'll see the Gemara. We don't pass like the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Rosh Hashanah toikem b'shel scharim u'b'yovel shel ye'elim. Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rosh Hashanah, we use the shofar of a ram, and on Yovel, we use the shofar of a yovel. He does not equate the shofar of Rosh Hashanah to the shofar of Yovel. See the Gemara why that is. Well, I'll tell you what Rashi says. Rashi says, Rosh Hashanah. Well, the Gemara explains Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda holds Rosh Hashanah will use the shofar of a zocha, of a ram. So the Gemara says, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rosh Hashanah kama de kaya finished like the tefemayla. But in Rosh Hashanah, the kavanah setfilah should be pointed down. Rashi brings the pasuk from the Gemara Menachos. About the Vahya Einai V'Lib Bishon. So our tefillah, our kavanah tefillah should be downward. The Ramban says because of tshuva. What about Yovel? So that the Gemara doesn't say. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that the shofar of Yovel was straight? Rashi says because of dror. Since the purpose of the shofar was to be a simon shiluch avonim, to set free the avonim. So it was a symbol of set of going free. A symbol of going free should be straight up, not the bent over. Okay, and Eved is bent over. A free man straightens out, straightens up. So the shofar of this is not a Gemara. Actually, made this up. That the shofar of Yovel was straight, according to Rabbi Yehuda, not like the shofar of Hashana, because it's a symbol of drawer, symbol of freedom. What about Tanias? Rabbi Yehuda does not mention the shofar of Tanias at all, a glaring omission. Should wear any mission. What's going on? Maybe we should make a chart. We have like this. We have three shofars. We have Rosh Hashanah. We have Yovel, means in Kippur of Yovel. And we have Tanias. So Tanakama says Rosh Hashanah was kafuf, but it was poshut. Let me make this straight up. And Yovel and Shava Yom and Shava have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the shofar of Yovel was also poshut. What's the reason? The Gemara says the shofar of Shana Kohen Tanchama was poshut because Kama the poshut daite tvei maili. Kama the poshut tvei maili. Shofar of Yovel, why was it straight? Doesn't say. Maybe because of the Shava. Maybe because of Dora. It's not really spelled out in Rashi. Maybe we'll put it down as possibilities. Maybe it's because of the Gzeres Shavah. We know Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are connected with the Gzeres Shavah. Or maybe because of Dror, the idea of Dror that Rashi has later on in Rabbi Yehuda. But it's not really spelled out beferish. Tanias is kofu. Rashi says, Leheker. Rashi says Lekera. Since it's only Leknufya anyway, so it's religiously neutral. So we make it different than the Shofar Rosh Hashanah Lekera. The Ramban says the Tshuva. That on a Tainus, which is everybody, even the Tanakham agrees that we don't say Kama de Posha Daiti Tvei Maili, but on the contrary, we say we want the Shofar to be Kofuf as a sign of Tshuva. That's the Tanakham. We're running out of space over here. Rabbi Yehuda says Rosh Hashanah was kofuf. The ram, Kamed of Kayif Daite, is better. And Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yehuda says the Shofar was poshut. Why was it poshut? It's not like the Gzeres Shavah. Means he's not equating Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So what's the logic that Yom Kippur should be poshut? Rashi Dror. This is where Rashi said Dror. Freedom. In the Tanakhama, I don't know. In the Tanakhama said the Shofar of Yovel was poshut. That might be because of Dror also, or it might be because it's just equating it to Rosh Hashanah. Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah. But in Rabbi Huda, it's not because he's equating it to Rosh Hashanah. On the contrary, Rosh Hashanah was kofuf, and Kippur was poshut. So there Rashi has to invoke the reason of Dror. And then on a Tainus, Rabbi Huda doesn't talk at all, it's blank. He doesn't say what the din is by a Tainus. The Ramban says that the Pshat is that Rabbi Huda didn't need to say what the din is on a Tainus, because it's obvious. If even the Tana Kama, who on Rosh Hashanah wants the Shofar to be straight, to reflect the idea of Kama the Pasha, Daita Tvei Maili, but when it comes to a Tainis, it should be Kofuf, because you want to have a, it should reflect Tshuva and being broken down in contrition. So Rabbi Yehuda, who even in Rosh Hashanah says the Shofar should be bent over, because Kama the Kayev Daita Tvei Maili. So it goes without saying that he would agree to the Tana Kama on a Tainis, that it should be Kofuf. What the Ramban says, that in a tainus, about its kofuf, it's a kavachaymer from Rosh Hashanah. If in Rosh Hashanah it's kofuf, point Rabbi Yehuda, then in a tainus, which is day of tshuva, so kavachaymer, then it should be kofuf. Rabbi Yehuda didn't even have to say it. Obviously, he would be moved to the Tanakam. But it's clear that the Ramban is l'shitosoi, that the reason why the Tana Kama said that the Shofar and the Tainus is kofuf is because of tshuva. So then this argument that the Ramban is making works out. But according to Rashi, why did the Tana Kama say that the Shofar of a Tainus is kofuf? Rashi said, really, it's religiously neutral because it's only l'knufi v'alma. It's nothing to do with tefillah. So we make it kofuf according to the Tana Kama to make it different than the Shofar Rosh Hashanah so that the Shofar Rosh Hashanah should stand out. According to Rashi's logic, then what would I expect Rabbi Yehuda to say about the Shofar of Atinus? What should it be? If the Shofar Rosh Hashanah is kofuf, so by Rashi's logic, Rabbi Yehuda should say that the Shofar of Atinus should be poshut, to make it different and stand out from the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. The opposite of what the Tana Kama holds. The Tana Kama holds the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is Pashut, so the Shofar of Atinus is Kofuf Lehekera. So if according to the Rabbi Yehuda, the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is Kofuf, then the Shofar of Atinus should be Pashut Lehekera. The Rabbi Yehuda should say that. So how come Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah doesn't say anything? So again, this one according to the Ramban, that the reason why the Tana Kama says the Shofar of Atinus is bent over is to show tshuva. So Rabbi Yehuda didn't have to say anything. It's self-evident that the Mishnah only explains Rabbi Yehuda where Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on the Tana Kama. So Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama wants straight kavanas atzvilah. Rabbi Yehuda wants a bent over kavanas atzvilah. So the Mishnah has to spell that out. But when it comes to a tainus, even Tana Kama says that the Shofar is kofuf, unlike Rosh Hashanah, l'tshuva. So Rabbi Yehuda goes without saying. That's good if you, in the Ramban, it works out very well. But the Pi Rashi, the logic is that Rabbi Yehuda should argue with the Tana Kama by a tainus too. Because Rashi Shita is that the reason that a tainus is religiously neutral, we don't really care about kavanas tefillah in the Shofar of a tainus. It's nothing to do with the tefillah. It's only the knuchi b'alma to gather the people. It's nikra eda. So why is the Shofar of Atinus kofuf? Just to make it different than the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the way I explain, so that people, when they see the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, should be significant. No, so lefi Rabbi Yehuda, that the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is kofuf. So if anything, Rabbi Yehuda should be chayulik on the Tana Kama by Shofar of Atinus too, in the opposite direction. Should be the mirror image of the Tana Kama. But that the Mishnah should spell out. The Mishnah can't leave that for me to figure out on my own. That should be spelled out in the Mishnah. So how come Rabbi in the Mishnah didn't spell out the din of the Shofar of Atinus, according to Rashi? But I think there's a possible answer, no pun intended. I think the answer is this. What's the idea? Rashi learns that in the Tana Kama, that the Shofar of Atinus is kofuf Lekera, meaning I want to make a heck. I don't want all the shofars to be the same. If all the shofars will be the same, then none of them will be significant to people. The shape won't be significant. That's just the shape that it is. That doesn't mean anything. So I need variety in the shape of the shofar, so that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, they see the shofar HaPashut, it should mean something. So where am I going to put that variety? So Tanakhama says, in the shofar of the Tainus. The shofar of the Tainus is neutral anyway. It's only the Knufya. So it's available. I can make it whatever way I want. I don't really care. So I'm going to make that one different. That one will be not like the others. Which one of these is not like the others? The shofar of the Tainus will be different. It'll be kofed. That way, when people see the shofar of Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, which is Poshut, they'll say, oh, Poshut. Must be that you have to be, we have to be patient to our tefillah in the soul of Avinu Kapai. The need for a heker by a Tainus comes from the fact that all the other shofars look the same. The shofar of Shon is straight. The shofar of Yovel is straight. So people are just going to think shofars are straight. I need them to know that there is an option for a shofar not to be straight, so that the straightness should mean something. So I put that into the shofar of a Tainus, I make it kofar. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the shofars that are amidst, even the shofars of Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are not the same as each other. The shofar of Shon is kofar. The shofar of Yovel is poshut. Rashi says for dror. So I already have variety. I have already variety in the shofars that do have significance. The shofar of Shon is for tefillah. It's kofuf. Kama the kaya finished. I had to pay my leave. The shofar of Yovel is for dror. It's poshut. So from Rosh Hashanah and Yovel already, people know that not all shofars are the same. Every shofar has a theme, and the theme is appropriate to the day. Rosh Hashanah, the theme is tshuva. So the shofars are bent over. Yovel, the theme is freedom, so the shofars are straight. So people already see that all the shofars are not the same. So there's no need and a tainus to make the shofar one way or the other, because I already have the variety. The shofars are already not uniform. So I think according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi would say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't care what the shofar and a tainus looks like. It's religiously neutral anyway. It's only l'knufya. And for Hekeru, why do I need a Heker? I already have a Heker. Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are different. So there's already a Heker. That's why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say what shape the shofar of a tainus should be, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shofar of a tainus doesn't matter. It could be whatever shape you want. You could use a rectangle if you want. It could be whatever you want. It doesn't matter to us. We don't need to satisfy the need for a Heker, because we already have a Heker between Rosh Hashanah and Yovel. Right, that's the Mishnah. So we work to a Poshut Pshat in the Mishnah. Now, there's a basic problem here in this Mishnah, which we'll be showing you grapple with, which is, how does this Mishnah fit? Maybe we don't need the whiteboard anymore. How does this Mishnah fit with the previous Mishnah? The previous Mishnah says, Kol HaShefes Sherem Chutz Mishulpar, they should care. Rabbi Yehuda says even a shofar. Shofar is good. Tanakhama says all shofars are good, just not from a cow. Rabbi Yehuda says even from a cow. All of a sudden, now we have a Mishnah. Shofar Rosh Hashanah has to be shofar Yovel Poshut, and Yovel. Shofar Tainus has to be shofar Kufim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that no shofar Rosh Hashanah is shofar Kufim. Shofar Yovel is Poshut. What happened to the Mishnah before? That all shofars are good. And then, as if that's not enough, there's another Gemara. The Gemara says earlier in the Masechta, you know what that was. The Gemara says, "Lama take the shayfa shel ayil." Why are we taking it? Why do we use the shayfa of a ram? De lahaski akedus yitzchok. I think it's in design, but I'm not finding it in a second. Like upon him, the Gemara says that there's, why do we use the shayf of a ram in order to be maskar akedus yitzchok? That's not like either of these Mishnahs. First Mishnah said, you can use any shayf. This Mishnah says, it has to be straight, or it has to be kofuf according to Rabbi Yehuda. In this regard, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But there's nothing here that it has to be. I mean, the example that he used was a ram. That's true. Rabbi Yehuda used the example of a ram. But the Gemara said that the main thing that he wants is because Kama the Kaya finished Ayat Tefei Mailik. That it's only because we want to reflect the Kavonis that Tefillah that it should be Kofel. The Chayr, if you have some other animal that's Kofel, it'll be just as good according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why that? There's no mention in our Gemara of anything about Akedus Yitzchok. Then we have a Gemara over there. We have a Gemara in the first parak that says that you use daf to the shofar for different reason, not because kama the kaya finished daitid fei maili, which could be satisfied by any shofar that's got from, but daf to the shofar b'riyam to be maskei akedus yitzchok. So what's going on? We seem to be all over the map. So the main shita in Rishonim is the shita of the Ramban, and Rishonim are masking to the Ramban. And the Ramban says there's three things, the three levels. The mitzvah of the Araisa is kol ha-shefes k'sher, what it said in the Mishnah of Malach. All shefes are good except for a shefes shulpar. But otherwise, all shefes are good. Anything that has a shem shefes is kosher. Torah doesn't say anything about which species. So the Araisa of kol ha-shefes k'sher, chutz mishulpar. Then, either Rabbanon, the mitzvah min ha-mufchar, they said that you should use a shofar that's either kotel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or poshut, according to Tanakama. Since the shofar is immediate to tefillah, the shofar should reflect the kavanas at tefillah. So therefore, they said, as a mitzvah min hamufchar, with the rabbanon, to prefer either the shofar, a shofar that's kotel, or a shofar that's poshut, and that's amish. And then there's something else. There's a minhag to use a shofar shalayim. The Gemara in the first paragraph is saying, why is the minhag to use the afkal shofar of a ram? We could find other shofars that for the derabbanon even, for the mitzvah min hamufchar, we could take other shofars that are kofuf. So why is the minhag to use the shofar of a ram? The minhag to use the shofar of a ram is because to be masker akedus yitzchok. And the Ramban adds that really all shofars are masker akedus yitzchok. Because a shofar is akedus yitzchok, nechaz b'svach b'kanon. It doesn't have to be a ram. But since we want it to be, the minhag is, to replicate the shofar of a kedus yitzchok as far as possible, so we use mamish the shofar of a ram. So that's like the three levels. So there's the raisa level, that's called a shofar's kher. There's the rabbanon level, mitzvah min hamufchar, shofar shel ayil, either shofar poshut or shofar kofuf. And then there's the minhag level, and that's dafka the shofar of a ram. That's the sheet of the Ramban. And kalmar, that's what a lot of rishonim hold. Taisus over here has a whole arichus, this long taisus. Taisus Lechatchila wants to say that way as well, that Taisus doesn't talk about the Kedis Yitzchok part, but as far as the steer between the two Mishnayos, Taisus wants to say, Al Derech Ramban, Min HaTorah all Shofars are good, this Mishnah is only the Mitzvah Min HaMufchar. Taisus rejects it at the end, because Taisus says, he's seen the Gemara learns out from Rosh Hashanah to Yovel with Gzeirah Shavah, of Levi learns out with Gzeirah Shavah, that you have to use a shofar dafka that's kofuf. Since Rosh Hashanah uses a shofar that's kofuf, so on Yovel you also use a shofar that's kofuf. That place is bishlamo if it's a din deraisa. So a din deraisa you go now with a gzeirah shavah. But if it's only a mitzvah min hamufchar, just because you wanted to reflect the kavanas at tefillah, so what does it pass to learn that with a gzeirah shavah? And a mitzvah min hamufchar, you can't with midrabbon and you the gzeirah shavah is not shaykh. And can't use a gzeirah shavah. You can't use a gzer shava to extend a mitzvah min hamufchar min derabbanan, or maybe it's mashma tais even a derabbanan altogether. But certainly not a mitzvah min hamufchar. He explains tais. He says thematically, the idea of kama dekayin finished daitik fei maili has nothing to do with yovel. Yovel is not a kedus yitzchok, and yovel is not a yom hadin. So the idea of kama dekayin daitik fei maili really has nothing to do with yovel. And yet we'll see in the Gemara, there's a matnam of the Gemara that we equate yovel to Rosh Hashanah. For kofuf. The place in the chich at the end, maskanas tesis is that it's a din deraisa. It's been a kama dekayif, even though it doesn't pay in pasuk anywhere. Tesis at the end, it's mashman tesis that it's a din deraisa. So tesis doesn't explain to how did you get into the first mishnah? Like that. Tesis at the beginning, that's how tesis began. Tesis asked, how did you get into the first mishnah? So first he wanted to say al derech Ramban, the first mishnah deraisa. Here it's only a mitzvah min hamufchar. But at the end of the day, by the end of the Taisus comes out that no, kufim mishutim is a din deraisa too. But the raya that is linked out with the that we see, there's a mandomer in the Gemara that we learn out from Rosh Hashanah to Yovel, the din of kufim with the gzeirah shavah. So it must be that it's a din deraisa, it's a din gomer. So Taisus doesn't go back and dot the I and explain. So what do you do with the problem? So then how does it stem with the mishnah before? So that's not so clear. Could be two things. Could be that Taisus will have to be Seivel that in the Chanami. Itaka does not stim with the Mishnah before. It's Machlekes. The Mishnah before holds Kol HaShofar's Ksherim, and this Mishnah is Chayla. And it'll come out that it's placed themselves with Meramis at the beginning, but they rejected it. But maybe in the end, they come back to it. That it's a four-way machlekes. The Tanakhama, the previous mission said, Kol HaShefes Shem Chutz Mishopara. Rabbi Yossi said, Kol HaShefes Shem Even Shopara. The Tanakhama, the Arab mission says, no, only Kfuf, only Kshutim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, only Kfufim. Or maybe there's another possibility, even though Tosfos doesn't really say it, I would have thought Tosfos should say it. Maybe you could say a pshat to reconcile the two Mishnayos. I thought of this on my own, but then I saw afterwards that the Re'eim, it's one of the Balei HaTosfos, Talmud Rebbein Tam, or Eliezer Mimitz, he has, besides his own Sefer, he has Hagois on the Smag. So the Re'eim in his Hagois on the Smag, he says to brings it in... of Kufbeh, well, maybe. Anyway, he says, to reconcile the Mishnayos read like this. The first Mishnah says, all Shefers are good. That means they're all good, whether they're Kofa for Poshut. Some of them are good for Rosh Hashanah, and some of them are good for Tanias, and some of them are good for Yovel. They're all good for something. And then our Mishnah goes on and breaks it down and says, for Shana use the straight ones, according to Tanakhama. Or the Kufim ones according to Rabbi Yehuda. And for Yovel, you use the straight ones according to the Tanakhama and according to Rabbi Yehuda. And for Taniyas, every kid says Amish and then goes and makes the breakdown. Which ones are good? All the Shafers break down to either Kufim or Pshutim. So they fall into one of those two categories. So they're all kosher, but they're not all kosher all the time. They're all kosher sometimes. And then Amish elaborates. Some of them are kosher. The ones that are straight, the kosher for these occasions. And the ones that are posher are good for other occasions. Ulai, you could read it into Rashi. Rashi in the and Chavav and Aleph, and the Mishnah of Kol HaShefes Kshayim. The Rashi over there says, Kol HaShefes, Ben Shel Ayel, Ben Shel Yoel. The page Rashi. What does he need? Why does he have to choose? What needs here to be explained? Kol HaShefes Kshayim Chutz Mishel Par. All horns are kosher except for the horn of a par. You have to give me examples. Ben Shel Yoel, Ben Shel Ayel. There's a lot of animals in the world. A ram or an ibex. Yeah, ram, an ibex, rhinoceros. There's many animals. It happens to be Shel Yoel and Shel Ayel are the ones that are mentioned by in Amishnil in regard to Kofa and Bosh. Some also only by way of example. So what does Rashi want? It will say that Rashi holds like the Smag, then maybe that's exactly what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying Yoel and Poshut are the exemplars you see from Amishnil of Kofa and Poshut. So Rashi saying all shofars are kshayim, whether they're kofuf or whether they're poshut, whether they're like a yoel or whether they're like an ayel. Of course, the next mission is going to explain for what to use a shofar shel yoel and for what to use a shofar shel ayel. So we have so far two shittos in Rishayim. How to reconcile the Mishnayos. We have the shita of the Ramban, many Rishayim, that the first Mishnah is the Ikir Adin, both Shayfas are kosher. This Mishnah is telling me a mitzvah minimum. Then we have a Kedis Yitzhak Dafka Reh, that's just a minute Baal. Then we have, and that's one shita. And then we have the shita of Taisis, that this Mishnah is the Ikir Adin. It's Mashman Taisis even that this Mishnah is a Din Deraisa. Fufim Shutim. I had a sin with the Mishnah before, so in Taisa not spelled out. Maybe it's Hakachalik in the Mishnah before. No, it's very dochuk. The Re'em says, Eblezim emits, that the Mishnah reads, Kol HaShefes K'sherim, Mehen L'Rosh Hashanah, Mehen L'Yovel, Mehen L'Tanias, Kol HaShefes K'sherim, but then there's a further, they're all kosher sometimes. Then in which ones are kosher when, that's the issue of our mission. There is a third shita which I want to talk about maybe tomorrow. I'm not going to talk about it so much today because I want to say something else today still. But there is a shita, the Rambam shita. The Rambam says that you need a shofar of a ram li'ikuvo. The only shofar that's kosher is a shofar of a kemes. Shofar of hakfosim hakfufim, the bent over shofar of a kemes. So, A, you see, the Rambam learns that our Mishnah, we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda in regard to Roshana, that Roshana you need shoschon kufim. So, you see, the Rambam learns A, that it's not a mitzvah and a mukher, it's even ma'akev b'di'evit. So, as far as that goes, okay, that's like Tosis. Tosis both learns that our Mishnah is even b'di'evit. Our Mishnah is make your edin. But our Mishnah is only because Kamad the Kaya finished Daitit Fei Maili. Blav Dafil, it has to be a Ram Lacher. It could be any animal that's Kofel. The main thing is that it should be Kofel because Kamad the Kaya finished Daitit Fei Maili. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Rambam says you need Dafka at the shape of a Ram. Or the pilot Shadis because of a Kedis Yitzchok. That's very schwer. First of all, Akedis Yitzchok doesn't figure in Agamor at all. When Agamor is explaining the Mishnah why you need Kofu, the Gemara doesn't say anything about Akedis Yitzchok. It just says because the Kavod the Kaya finished, I did Fei Maile, which is Lavdaf Karam. Plus, if you're the Rambam Mishnah, what do you do with the previous Mishnah? Kol HaShefes K'sherim. Now that the Re'em is not available, in the Re'em we said, "Mahalak, kol shofar k'sherim." All shofars are good sometimes. Some of them are Rosh Hashanah. The straight ones are good on let's say La'alocha. The straight ones are good for Tainis, and the bent over ones are good for Rosh Hashanah. You know, Rambam, it's not true. Not all shofars are kosher. And Rosh Hashanah, you have to use after the shofar of a ram. But Rosh Hashanah used after the shofar of a ram, so that means you excluded all the other shofars that are kosher. They're not good ever. Yeah, so the ram is a problem. The ram is a sheet. The ram is a problematic sheet. I have a suggestion maybe that I wanted to make. A davar chadash. To reconcile the two mishnayos. At least according to one sheet of mishnayim. I'll tell you the kids because it's really a little bit outside of Agamara, but the ideas here are going to be important going forward in Agamara too. And Rosh Hashanah, it's not like this. We have a dinner showing, we say, Malchit Tichayin and Sushayin. Merlin said that from the Pasuk, Zichrein Tru, Zichrein is Tichayinais and Tru is Shaifis and Ani Hashem Elkechem is Malchit. So we come on. Daf Lamed Beis has a drasha for Malchus, Chaynus, and Shaykhus. Most Rishonim hold that it's an asmacht. Avad Malchus, Chaynus, and Shaykhus, the Din der Rabbanu. Kimat, it's a Gemara for Reshus. The Gemara in Daf Lamed, at the end of the Masechta, Daf Lamed, Dal Lamed Beis, the Gemara talks about a case where you have two cities. In one city, they're going to blow Shaykhus, but they're not going to say Malchus, Chaynus, and Shaykhus, then nobody in that city knows how to say Malchus, Chaynus, and Shaykhus. The other city, they don't have a shofar, they're not going to blow shofar, but they're going to say malchus, they have a chazan, they're going to say malchus, tichaynus, and shofar. The Gemara says, ha'ilchin l'mokim shetokim, ve'en ha'ilchin l'mokim shemavokim. If you have a choice, you go to the shul where they're going to blow shofar, rather than to the shul where they're going to say malchus, tichaynus, and shofar. But the Gemara, pshita, ha'ad deraisa, ha'ad derabbanah. Shofar is a deraisa, malchus, tichaynus, and shofar is derabbanah. So, It's a little fresh. Malchus Achenu is safe as a drabon. I think we're learning that from the Zichrin Shul. That the Ramban in Chumash, and then it's a dinner about him. It's an esmachta. Ramban, yes, and Rashi. Rashi in Chumash, and the Pesach of Zichrin Shul. Rashi says, Sukkei Malchus Achenu is Meshavis. And Yipa Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel. Pesach of Dalet. Presumably, Pesukim Malchus. But Mark and Rashi, the Ramban and Chumash asks on this Rashi. He says, the Rashi's Berech in Chumash is not to bring us Machtus. That's the same Pesukim Malchus. If Rashi brings the Drosh of Zichrin Trua that it's Pesukim Malchus with Shefus, Pesukim defends with Shefus. Then, presumably, the Pesuk of Anei Shem Alkechem, Pesukim Malchus. If Rashi brings it in Chumash, that means that Rashi holds it as a Drosh of Gemur Deiraisa. It didn't Deiraisa to say Malchus, Zichrinus, and Shefus. Ramban asks, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says beferish, if you have a city with a blowing shofar, and you have a city where they're saying Malchus, Echinus, v'shofars, ha'yuchel l'mokam sh'toikim, v'en ha'yuchel l'mokam sh'mavarchim, because ha'der Reis, ha'der Rabban. How can Rashi imply that Malchus, Echinus, v'shofars is a deraisa, he learns that it's scriptural mikra, zichrin, chua, means Malchus, Echinus, v'shofars? How could it be? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says beferish, in the city where they're blowing, where they're saying brochas, and they're not blowing shofar, it's only a Rabban. Pattern number one. Another kasha. The Gemara Lamedal and Abay, the same omer. The Gemara there Lamedal and Abay, but it's a different sugya. The Gemara there says that kiyos and brachas of Rosh Hashanah me'akvin zese. Kiyos and the brachas means malchus echinus and shofars. They me'akiv each other. The Rashi learns that it means that the kiyos shofar. And Malchus, Echinus, and Shefus are Mach of each other. Without Kiyos, you don't have Malchus, Echinus, and Shefus. And Passus, without Malchus, Echinus, and Shefus, you don't have Kiyos. That places, so places yes, and Rashi, what are you talking about? It's from the same Gemara, the same Brisa about the two cities. You have two cities, the Gemara says, the Brisa says, one they're only going to blow Shefer, and the other one they're only going to say Brachas. Hechel l'makom shepekim, and Hechel l'makom shemavarchim. But at Kaponim, you see that in the city where they're not blowing shofar, they still say brachas. And the city where they're not going to say brachas, they still blow shofar. So how could Rashi say, how could Rashi learn in the Gemara, that kiyos and brachas are ma'akvin zeze? The places of Chaylik and Rashi, come out all the Rishayim, go with places to Chaylik and Rashi, and they learned that when the Gemara said, kiyos and brachas are ma'akvin zeze, did not mean that the kiyos are ma'akv the brachas, or the brachas are ma'akv the kiyos. It means that the brachas are ma'akv each other. That if you don't know how to say Malchus, you don't say Zechonis and Shefus. If you don't know how to say Zechonis, you don't say Malchus and Shefus. It's a package deal. The three brachas are mak of each other. And likewise, the tkiyas. If you know how to blow a tkiyah, but not a trua, or you know how to blow a trua, not a tkiyah, so you don't blow at all. Because a trua without a tkiyah, or a tkiyah without a trua is nothing. Tkiyas, when it says tkiyas and brachas mak of Zuzu, according to Tosfos and Rav Yishayim, it's saying two different things. The brachas are mak of each other, and the tkiyas are mak of each other. But Avadi, you could have brachas without kiyos, and you could have kiyos without brachas. That's not, there's no ikub over there. But Rashi learns that kiyos and brachas ma'akman zeh means that the kiyos are ma'akav the brachas, and the brachas are ma'akav the kiyos. The Rashi is a pellet. So it comes out, we have two Rashis, and they're both contradicted by the same Bais. We have Rashi and Chumash, who implies that ma'akav sechenus shekus is in their Bais. He went to Bryce. The Bryce says, "Holchem shemolchem shetoykim, and holchem shemolchem shemavarchem, because holder Bryce, holder Rabban." Then we have another Bryce, another Rashi that says that kiyos and brachas are ma'akev of each other. That without brachas you don't have kiyos, and without kiyos you don't have brachas. What do you mean? The same Bryce. The Bryce says you have a molchem shetoykim, you have a molchem shemavarchem. What happened to them? They're ma'akev of each other. I think the answer is that the one problem Rashi answers up the other. Rashi learns that ma'akev zichrinus and shayfus is a din deraisa. It's going to happen in the pasuk of zichrin chua. In Zichrin Chua, it says, and din de'iraisa, that you have to say Malchus, Zichrinus, and Shefus But the din deraisa of Malchus Zechonis and Shofers is together with Kiyas. It's one kiyum of Malchus Zechonis. The Gemara says again, Imu lefonei Malchus, deshiyalu zechonechem lefonei, ubameh b'shofer. That's the logic of Malchus Zechonis and Shofers. The Gemara says, when the Gemara says that Kiyas and Brochas are ma'ak of each other, Rashi learns it means that for the kiyum deraisa of Zichron Trua, Malchus Zechonis and Shofers, you need Brochas and Kiyas both. And if you don't have brachas and tkiyas together, you don't have the kiyum either aisa, malchus, zechonis, and shofers. That's the ma'akman zeseh. You'll still blow, you'll still have brachas, you'll still say the brachas, but you won't have the kiyum either aisa, malchus, zechonis, and shofers. Midrabon, you have to say the brachas anyway, because the brachas are the shemona esrei, Rosh Hashanah. The magbeya tefillah Rosh Hashanah is with malchus, zechonis, and shofers. So you're going to say, you'll say malchus, zechonis, and shofers, but it'll only be a din derabon. It'll be derabon. It'll be, that's the magbeya tefillah, it'll be a din derabon. But the kiyum of their raisim malchus zechonis and shofers, that's only with shofar. So the tkiyas are ma'akiv, and the tkiyas shofar is ma'akiv, and the din der raisim malchus zechonis and shofers. And the other way around also, the malchus zechonis and shofers are ma'akiv, and the shofar, at the midst of shofar, that's they're ma'akiv in the kiyum of shofar as part of malchus zechonis and shofers. But there's two psukim. There's a pasuk of Yom Tru Yulachem that says you have to blow shofar. And then there's a pasuk of Zichron Trua, which according to this drasha, which Rashi learns as a drasha deraisa, says that you have to say Malkus, psukim Malkus Zichronis b'shofars together with Kiyas shofar, because they're ma'akev each other. They go together. It's a package deal. Surah and Kiyumim. There's a kiyum of Yom Tru Yulachem, mitzvah shofar. There's a kiyum of Zichron Trua, which is to say psukim Malkus Zichronis b'shofars together with the shofar, lahaski akhenis yitzuk and so on, like Rashi says in Chumash. And Surah and Kiyumim. To have the kiyum of Zichron and Trua, you need kiyas and brachas together. If you don't have kiyas and brachas together, you don't have the kiyum of Zichron and Trua. You'll still say brachas, because that's the matbeya tefillah. That's only darbonah. And you'll still blow shofar, because there's another pasuk of Yom Trua Yulachem, that there's a mitzvah of shofar. But it's not going to be the kiyum of Zichron and Trua. The mail is off to Gemara. If you have two cities, one doesn't have a shofar, the other one doesn't have anybody who knows how to say Malkus, Zichronis, and shofars. They'll both do what they can. The city that only can say brachas, they'll say brachas. They won't have the kiyum deraisa malchus zechonis and shofers, but they'll say brachas because midrabanan. That's the matbeya tefillah, but that's only midrabanan. The city that only has a shofar, they're not going to say malchus zechonis and shofers. So zichron trua they're not going to have, but they're going to blow shofar anyway because it says in Torah, this is another pasuk of yom trua, that there's an independent mitzvah to blow shofar, not as part of malchus zechonis and shofers, and that's taken in deraisa. And if halachin the mokum l'tayish to take them, halachin the mokum shemavachim. Because shofar without brachas is still deraisa after Yom Trua. Brachas without shofar is only derabanan. But when you put the two together, you get a new kiyum of zichron trua, which is a din deraisa, malchus, zechonis, and shofars. That you wouldn't have with shofar alone, and you wouldn't have with brachas alone. I think that's the answer to Rashi. So now, in Yemenu, I thought, maybe we could say Dover HaChadosh. This is already going, what I said up till now, I think that's Mamash Salad, that's Pshat and Rashi. Now I'm going to go out on a limb, and I want to say something just speculative. That maybe Lefizeh, there's a mokum to the Riyashu of the two Mishnahis in a whole new way. That the Mishnah that says Kolos Shofar Kshayim L'Shayim, the Mishnah Anomad Aleph that says Kolos Shofar Kshayim, that's talking about the mitzvah of Shofar Yom Tru Lechem, the independent mitzvah of Shofar. The independent mitzvah of Shofar is not Akedis Yitzchok, it's not, it's Kolos Shofar Kshayim. It's not part of Tefillah. Maybe put it better, it's not part of Tefillah. The mitzvah yom trua, you can even if you're not saying any brachos, yeah, there's a mitzvah yom trua. So that mitzvah shofar you could say without brachos. That means that mitzvah shofar is not part of tefillah. So kol shofar is chen. But then there's another mitzvah shofar which is zichron trua as part of malchus zechonis b'shofars. That's what our mishnah is talking about. Because our mishnah is talking about brachos too. You see, the mishnah talks about brachos. Shava yovel or shava l'tkil the brachos. Our mishnah is talking about the tkiyas as part of the brachos. It also talks about Taniyos, because on the Tainus you also have brachas with tkiyas, because on the Tainus the Chatzosos were blown with six special brachas, like the Mishnah says in Tainus. This is a Mishnah about brachas and tkiyas. And at Tainus you have brachas and tkiyas, you have six brachas with tkiyas. And on Yovel you have brachas with tkiyas, Malchus Zechonis, Shavah Yovel, Rosh Hashanah, the brachas with tkiyas. And Rosh Hashanah you have brachas and tkiyas. But we're talking in our Mishnah about the kiyum of shofar as part of malchus achonos and shofars. That's already tefiladik. There, the taka din that the shofar should reflect kavanas tefilah, either kama the kayak back to tefilah or kama the poshah back to tefilah. But the shofar that's together with the malchus achonos and shofars has to be, that's already a shofar of tefilah. So it has to have this dinim in the nature of the shofar, in the shape of the shofar, the choice of the shofar that have to do with the fact that it's part of tefilah. That's what Amish is looking at. May the Amish like Kovu Zelza. So both Mishnah is true. It'll come out of Chiddush Din. What if you only have the wrong kind of shofar? So I think according to this Mahalach, it'll come out if you only have, let's say, you know, we pass in shofar shall scarm kufim. What if I only have the shofar of a Yoel Poshut? I think it'll come out according to this Shtikal Torah. It'll come out this Mahalach. It'll come out that you'll blow for Yom Chua, but you won't blow it in Parish Ben Esra. You'll blow it, but not as part of Malchus Chenus and Shofar. That is, Kol Shofar is Kerem. For the Yom Tov Yulachem, any Shofar is good. But for the Shofar, Malchus Chenus and Shofar, that's Ma'akiv, because the Rashi is the Ma'akiv each other. For the Shofar that's Ma'akiv and Malchus Chenus and Shofar, for that you have to have a Shofar that's kind of the Kaya finished Daiti for Ma'akiv. Okay, anyway, this is already a typical term, a little bit speculative. But it's a nice thing. According to Rashi, according to what we saw in Rashi, the Rashi means there's two kiyum. There's a kiyum of Yom Tshuva and Zichrei Tshuva. Kiyum of Yom Tshuva, Shofar by itself. And then there's the kiyum of Shofar that as part of the kiyum of Shofar's Ma'akim Zeza. That's the kiyum of Zichrei Tshuva, which Rashi learns as a din deraisa. Okay, that's what I wanted to finish off with. I was thinking, would it be okay to have this year at 12:30 rather than 12 o'clock?
Yeah, that should be fine. Yeah,
worked out better for me because I have a chavos in the morning. Okay,
yeah,
okay, fine. So tomorrow is Shem at 12:30.
Okay. Rabbi, what should I prepare until?
Oh, so the Gemara, because we didn't really. I wanted to prepare the Gemara. Complicated the Gemara. The Gemara with Rashi and Tosis. I mean, that was really the same Ayin Mekayim from yesterday. But
yeah,
but I want to work that through. You already did that, and you want to go back there. So then, just go on in the Gemara. The next sugya is a little bit of complicated sugya. So if you want to do the next sugya,
no, I didn't get a chance to prepare this fully. I only did the Gemara. I didn't do Rashi Tosfos.
So then, fine. So then you have enough to do. So just Gemara Rashi Tosfos to the bottom of the.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Very good. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Abby. Bye.
Okay.